brought to you by Penguin.
The Exile by Patrick Worrell, read by Olivia Vinnell. Chapter 1. Only one partisan does not stand when the sentry leads Greta into the camp. The daughter. Greta's hair is still wet and limp from the climb up onto the plateau, and she blows it away from her forehead. She dumps her pack between her legs and rests the rifle against it so that no metal part touches the forest floor. A half circle forms, expectant faces trying to read her. A woman of 18, always shorter and slighter than people expect, in filthy tennis shoes. The Germans call her the Lady Death. Only the girl remains seated. She's young, but she has the long legs already. The general, Lima, strides across the clearing, hauls the girl to her feet, steers her towards Greta. She holds her face with iron hands, forcing her to look at the newcomer. "Remember this day," Lima tells her daughter, "the day a queen came to live among us." There is a hint of a lisp when the girl introduces herself. "I am Morta." You could slide a 5 Reichsmark piece into the gap between her front teeth. When she allows herself a rare smile, the canines are sharp. "She was so happy," Lima tells Greta, as they eat together that evening. Just a grubby, happy pup, tumbling around the campfire with the little ones. The change came overnight, not long after her 12th birthday. Greta can see the girl on the far side of the fire, alone at the edge of the circle of light. Morta has a compact mirror and a comb, and is scraping at the knots in her fringe with the air of a saint enduring infinite suffering for some higher reward. The fawn's legs under her, at awkward angles. She hasn't worked out how to arrange them gracefully. "This is the dangerous time," says Lima, between mouthfuls. "A bad time to be a beauty." August 1944. The turn of the tide. Lima drags a stick through the ash to show borders and battlefronts, pokes at it to mark the towns. The wrecked world that is all around them, and the dead cities, Minsk, Vilnius, Warsaw. The Germans are retreating to the fatherland. They will abandon western Lithuania soon, but they will try to hold the port of Klaipėda for as long as they can. For the stragglers and refugees, Klaipėda is life. 3 slashes in the white ash, the arrow from the east, the Soviet army, probing, ravening. Panic precedes them. They are said to spare no one, soldier, civilian, partisan, man, woman, beast. They're promiscuous in their fury. "Drunk on vengeance," says Lima with a shiver. She gives Greta a keen look. "But you of all people must understand. The last of the 3 sisters. Blood cries out for blood." "I understand them," says Greta. "Do you have any loved ones left?" Greta frowns, irritated. "Tell me how many more people are out here," she says. "How many woodland camps are there, in all? Who's good? Who's reliable?" In the night, harsh whispers close by. A boy of perhaps 14 is backing towards Greta as she lies hidden in a bundle among the leaves. He is gripping something with both hands. A Valter. Another lad is stalking towards him, defying the gun. This one might be a year older. He is unarmed, but his fists are clenched. She can see his face in the moonlight, the reckless hatred in him. "I swear I'll do it," the boy with the pistol hisses. He is retreating from the raised fists, edging towards Greta. When he is 1 pace from her, she snatches at his left ankle with both hands and upends him. She dives on top with a shout.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?